You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
I suspect that even Zuma's ardent supporters have got now to change their mind and see his administration for what it is. And it's quite interesting because you would have heard Stephen Quartus reporting a short while ago the reaction of the ANC Women's League to the downgrades yesterday. One of the things they say is that South Africa cannot be held to ransom by ratings agencies that are serving a certain political agenda. Something similar was said as well by the ANC Youth League. But it is completely disingenuous, and I'll tell you why. They are correct in as far as saying that these ratings agencies have been fined and highly criticized in other jurisdictions as well. But they are disingenuous in saying that they've lost credibility, therefore it doesn't matter what they are saying in South Africa. And I'll tell you why. It was clarified quite very clearly yesterday by Tabliyoga, an economist who was talking about this. She says for the longest time, South Africa, out of all the emerging markets, was almost considered A grade, right? And we enjoyed the benefits. This was up until 2012. And none of these people, no ANC Women's League, no ANC Youth League, were complaining when we were the darlings, when we were enjoying this A-grade status, right? Until 2012 then, and Marikana happened, the strike in the platinum sector happened, then we started being downgraded. And then this conspiracy theory about who these ratings agencies started. So it is completely disingenuous to say, for the longest time we enjoyed the benefits, but when we are being downgraded, actually, no, those people lack credibility. No, wait a minute. Have one view on these people. You should have started criticizing them before 2012. You should have thought about how conspiratorial they are before 2012. But because it serves you now, you are starting to say, no, we shouldn't be held to ransom by agencies that are serving a certain political agenda. When did they start serving this political agenda? Was it after? Because even if you look at President Jacob Zuma, he started presiding over the country in 2009, and not until 2012 did they start downgrading us. They must think, they must look at the long term and things that have been happening in the country before making these statements.